Smith has been great, the Attorney General. He got the people down there. We have now sent it back to the Attorney General, cleared it with Jimmy and Ed Meese, as you saw the other day. And we've got a program that I think reflects what he told me to tell the mayor, the concern of the federal government. The problem is there's certain limitations to it. The FBI's in there. The LEAA is going to do more in terms of technical assistance, which Bill Smith worked out. He's got a creative program. We're going back, and Smith is kind of taking the lead with Dick Schweiker at HHS and on programs that they have that can help a little bit. And so it's got the attention of education, of Schweiker's department, and with the Attorney General taking the lead on it, and both Maynard Jackson and the governor of Georgia expressed their appreciation to you. So I'm not saying we've done enough, but Gina had another one of those tragedies there. But I'm going to stay on it, and we've got Attorney General, you should, but you see him mention it to him because he's been very, very forthcoming on it, as I'm sure you would expect. So that's about all we have on it today. And of course, Buffalo, New York, facing, I think one, it doesn't seem to happen every day, but they've got almost identical concerns. So there it is. There it is. It's one of those great tragedies. One last point on it. The federal government's role is limited by a rather liberal interpretation of the Lindbergh Law. That's the only way you can get, say, the FBI in there. In the Lindbergh Law, according to the Attorney General, there's a presumption that if the kidnapper hadn't been found within 24 hours, that they probably have gone interstate. So there's had to be a liberal interpretation of the law to get FBI agents in there to track down whoever's to help the mayor and the governor in trying to track down this whoever's doing this horrible thing. Just awful. Well, that's kind of the regulation. Moving forward, we went with the freeze, as you know, you ordered. Some of the departments have pulled back some midnight regulations that were ran through just at the last minute. Not to say we're not going to go forward with anything in those areas. The Department of Labor today had, I think, three that they pulled back so that our people can take a real look at them, measure the cost effectiveness of them. And so things are happening in the departments. But what we've done, the task force is formed. We've met. We have a good staff that was drawn from inside. Jim Miller, who's under Dave over at OMB, is our executive director. One of Jimmy Baker's guys that you just appointed, Rich Williamson, to meet with the governors, is a key member of it. And then my general counsel, Boyd Gray. We are meeting in that small group I do with the staff. We've met with the cabinet officers. I've met with the Republicans that have taken the lead in deregulation, legislative approaches. This coming week, I'm getting together some of the Democratic leaders, and of course, we're moving forward on the executive order. So I hope that by the time you do your thing on the 18th, we'll be able to have this as an integral part of what you've told me to do. I think we're going to be on time with it, so we'll see.
I saw that picture in the paper. That's under that big stack. That high. Books of regulations, which were just the midnight. New regulations that have been put in. But they were froze.
You know, I feel on that is I noticed that Governor Dreyfus telling you how you got to keep, everyone's going to have an interest, but we got to focus on the overall problem of the economy, as you've been telling the cabinet. Same thing's true on regulation. I mean, I was very pleased in that meeting with you this morning with those labor leaders because they're not opposed to reviewing some of these things.
I think it'll be a little different. Possibly the next group.
Might be. But even then, it's killing off jobs in some areas. So I think it's moving, and I'm glad I got this one because it's one where we're not anticipating a 500-page study, but looking for the latch. Staffs have been very helpful. We got Baker and Ed Meese, and I think they got to put that muscle behind it, and that's going to work. We'll see.
All right.
What's next?
something. I was wondering if the other, you know, like something was volunteers block.
They're doing something.
They are?
Yes. The community's been mobilized, and it's across the board, state legislature, the individual students out, looking for clues, this volunteer effort thing that you just mentioned.
Well, listen, I was very turned on by all the help that you gave in the campaign and the help that you've given since. And I still feel just as strongly as I did then. The family is the basis of any society. We're not going to retreat from that.
Yeah, I thought you might like to have a copy of the story of how the family advisory people worked in the campaign, how we used the Carter administration's controversial White House conference on families. We turned it around into a victory for you. So I thought you might, that's just personal stories, beginning with the New Hampshire primary, some of the things we did for your campaign.
Thank you very much. I'll enjoy this more than a lot of the things they put on my desk. Thank you.
That's something very, very important.
This is a piece of handwork that was, this is your home, properly identified, the family region, the Megan family, and the local is, families are forever. And, of course, this is the thing that we recognize that families are forever.
Well, thank you very much.
From the Family Policy Advisory Board, the one woman, she did the design from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. That was one Suplaki. Eleanor Jackson did the needlework, and some of those stitches had everything stuck in them, every one of them. We had a little international flavor. The Norwegian consul was the one who framed it, and it's framed in Musselboro, as you can see. And he also did a lot of framing from the Eisenhower's with me in the White House.
Well, so this is just beautiful, and I thank you.
We hope you and Mrs. Walden really cherish it as much as we appreciate giving it to you, because this is...
I can assure you we will. And you know, apropos what we were talking about, when you look at this and you realize how far back this goes, here is a skill that is simply passed on down through families. And there's no other way, I think, that it is basically done. And it's just indicative of what we're all interested in, what we're talking about.
Well, another thing, too, are our goals and perfection and what we are trying to do and achieve here in this country.
Every stitch has to be counted.
Most of this around here, these are single. This is single thread. Then you get into the depth threads up here. And every stitch has to be counted. They did it on a graph paper at first, and then she had to redo it, because the linen that it was used on is death paper to do it on that. So everything had to be.
Thanks.
We hope it fit in with Nancy's decorating. And we hope that, that when you hang it, that you'll remember all of the grassroots families that, that really worked so hard and prayed for you during the campaign.
Yes,
and here are the members of the Family Policy Advisory Board. I think that every one of them would take their time, their talent, their substance to work for you and for our country any time of the day or night.
And someone studied, is it calligraphy? Is it to write that so beautifully also, which is another art. Well,
this
thank
is
you
the
very
husband,
much, and I shall be.
This is the husband of the woman who left the UK.
Yeah,
yeah,
for heaven's sakes.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, I will, and I'll take advantage of that. You're not sure.
Thank you.
in 4 years without ever agreeing with Charlie Schultz.
You got there just about the time things began. Sort of deadly post. Stage winners or anything, but we managed to produce some horses that win a few races. But it was a heartbreaking business. With the inflation and all, it really just became ridiculous with the prices they were paying. You'd go to a sale sometime and see a colt of yours that you thought was pretty good, a yearling, and sit there and watch it at the auction go for less than the stud fee. But it was a very successful business. I hung on to the ranch long enough that it became real estate.
Was it quarter horse racing or just...
No, this was a quarter horse racing.
enforcement rather than state. Fellas may have some things too, but we have had meetings today, and I made some notes about a couple of things. Lamar Alexander, Governor Alexander, in that meeting with them, suggested them, the governors, having a task force on federalism, this thing that of what we're trying to do of restore to the state and local communities the things that properly belong there. And of course, coming from the governors themselves, this would be great, and they'd have a really good input, so we ought to follow up on that.
Rich Williamson's going to do that, Mr. President. He's already talking to him.
Lamar said that he would like to serve on that task force if we put it together.
I think what we might want to do is get the recommendations from the Governors Association and let them sort of call the shots, although I don't see any reason why we can't.
Well, that'd be a good one.
He'd be very good.
Well, I get the impression they did not necessarily want to keep it exclusively themselves. One would want to be part of a commission on federalism, a task force that would include mayors, local government people, as well as our people.
Yeah. Now, also, I think we should remember what the labor leaders we met with offered today, and that was their help on regulatory reform, because they deal with it like everyone else. As a matter of fact, they seem to feel that they probably were more regulated than most other segments. So I think we should be following up and taking them up on it. And then the last note I made was that I'd like to have everybody's input here before I spend the weekend at Camp David on the address to the Congress, the 18th. Any thoughts and ideas that you have? Because I'll be working on it on the weekend up there.
The communications group is pulling together. They've already sent a memo around, as a matter of fact, to senior staff, so we'll have their suggestions for you probably by the time you leave. The one other point on the governors, they are going to name three or four of their number to come in here and meet probably on Friday with people over at OMB so that they get updated on the specific budget cuts that would impact the states. In other words, they've taken us up on the offer we made to them. So that'll be done.
And we've got to have somebody maybe talk to some of those labor people to give them some specifics for the speech itself.
Because I think that maybe the one to follow up on that would be the vice president, because that's his task force, and he was here and heard it, but maybe just to make sure that there is a follow-up on it. All right.
Say, you also had a nomination.
Yes. Yep. Well, I think that's all I've got, except that I didn't give you all the cards to give to Helene there on those remarks the other day. I see one slipped.
Okay.
Slipped away.
We'll see you there tomorrow.
Yes. All right.
I'll let you go over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Really glad this way.
supposed to be up there. Yeah, and get warmer weather if you can. And you can take your bed nearby and do it at the facilities. But the main thing about camp,
they call it a cavalry unit or something.
Yes. No one has mentioned this. You're there, you're in a house where if you want to open the door and go for a walk, you can open the door and go for a walk. You know, this, the only outdoors I get is walking down that porch there to the